I crown myself false spring queen,
Carmelita announced, when she reached the very edge of Mount Fraught. With a nasty laugh of triumph, she elbowed the Baudelaires aside and drove the spring pole into the half-frozen top of the waterfall. There was a slow, loud, shattering sound, and the Baudelaires looked down the slope and saw that an enormous crack was slowly making its way down the centre of the waterfall, toward the pool and the two tributaries of the stricken stream. The Baudelaires gasped in horror. Although it was only the ice that was cracking, it looked as if the mountain were beginning to split in half, and that soon an enormous schism would divide the entire world.
"What are you looking at?"
Carmelita asked scornfully.
"Everybody's supposed to be doing a dance in my honour."
"That's right," Count Olaf said. "Why doesn't everybody step forward and do a dance in honour of this darling little girl?"
"Sounds good to me,"
Kevin said, leading his fellow employees onto the net.
"After all, I have two equally strong feet."
"And we should try to be accommodating," the hook-handed man said. "Isn't that what you said, Uncle Bruce?"
"Absolutely,"
Bruce agreed with a puff on his cigar. He looked a bit relieved that all the arguing had ceased, and that the scouts finally had an opportunity to do the same thing they did every year.
"Come on, Snow Scouts, let's recite the Snow Scout Alphabet Pledge as we dance around the spring pool."
The scouts cheered and followed Bruce onto the net.
"Snow scouts,"
the snow scouts said,
"are accommodating, basic, calm, darling, emblematic, frisky, grinning, human, innocent, jumping, kept, limited, meek, nap-loving, official, pretty, quarantine, recent, scheduled, tidy, understandable, victorious, wholesome, xylophone, young and zippered, every morning, every afternoon, every night and all day long."
There is nothing wrong, of course, with having a pledge and putting into words what you might feel is important in your life as a reminder to yourself as you make your way in the world. If you feel, for instance, that well-read people are less likely to be evil, and a world full of people sitting quietly with good books in their hands is preferable to a world filled with schisms and sirens and other noisy and troublesome things, then every time you enter a library, you might say to yourself, "The world is quiet here," as a sort of pledge, proclaiming reading to be the greater good. If you feel that well-read people ought to be lit on fire and their fortune stolen, you might adopt the saying, "Fight fire with fire," as your pledge, whenever you ordered one of your comrades around. But whatever words you might choose to describe your own life, there are two basic guidelines for composing a good pledge. One guideline is that the pledge make good sense, so that if your pledge contains the word xylophone, for example, you mean that a percussion instrument played with mallets is very important to you, and not that you simply couldn't think of a good word that begins with the letter X. The other guideline is that the pledge be relatively short. So if a group of villains is luring you into a trap with a net and a group of exhausted trained eagles, you'll have more time to escape. The Snow Scout Alphabet Pledge, sadly, did not follow either of these guidelines. As the Snow Scouts promised to be xylophone, the man with a beard but no hair cracked his whip in the air, and the eagles sitting on both villains' shoulders began to flap their wings, and digging their claws into the thick pads, lifted the two sinister people high in the air. And when the pledge neared its end, and the Snow Scouts were all taking a big breath to make the snowy sound, the woman with hair but no beard blew her whistle, making a loud shriek the Baudelaires remembered from running laps as part of Olaf's scheme at Prufrock Prep.